The Indianola boys cross country team is ranked number one as we got a chance to interview the three seniors that have been on the varsity squad for a long time on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Kiefer Barnes, Paxton Bloom, and Reed Robbins. Again, those three helping lead Indianola as they quest back to Fort Dodge and try to round out this cross country season on a high note again on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Three of the Indianola boys senior cross country runners who are?
Kiefer Barnes.
Paxton Bloom.
Reed Robbins.
Well, for this trio here, it's been a long kind of build up to this point. Talk about expectations coming into this season, knowing that they were high, but knowing that you guys did a lot of work to get to this point.
I think at least I speak for myself when I say I was feeling very confident that we can come in and be one of the, like, the top team in the state. I mean, and then that's just kind of the mindset we have to keep as a whole entire team is, you know that we are the best and continue to maintain that attitude. Because as soon as that falters, then we'll start to falter as a team. You know, we just don't want that to happen. So, yeah, just keep the confidence high, keep the momentum going, and, yeah, we'll continue to dominate, you know.
Yeah, I definitely want to win state as a team. Our coach is amazing. He needs a state title, so we're going to try to get him one.
Yeah, after this track season, we all kind of knew that the goal was going to be to win. We had four guys under 4:30, I think, and just a very good track season. So that's been always the goal in mind, and so far we've proved that it's very much possible.
Well, it's been limited competition so far this season, but obviously for a reason, trying to avoid some of the injury problems that happened last year. But how have that gone so far, knowing that maybe you want to get out there and race every single time, but you're looking forward to when it counts at the end of the season, right?
Yeah, so the plan is to come out at Marshalltown and show people who we are, and that's exactly what we did. We beat number one, and we're not concerned with racing these smaller meets with less teams. So yeah, we just want to stay healthy, and injury and illness, avoid both those, and I think we'll be good.
Yeah, I think last year one of our major problems was not staying healthy, so this season we want to stay healthy. Like Kiefer said, race the major races like Marshalltown, Wartburg, and stay healthy the whole season, and count when it matters.
I like that as a team. I think everybody's we're getting to the point now in our little break that I think the guys are starting to get ready to race again. And I like that that we're kind of – we took the whole summer to prep for our first kind of breakout meets, and then now we have this little bit of time here to really get ready for some really big meets, and then take some time after that to get ready for our championship phase of our season. So, and yeah, just the mental prep, the physical prep for getting ready for these 5Ks is – it's not the same, you know. Track season, you can rip out a couple 800s and a 1600 in one night and feel pretty good. But I think I like that, you know, we can really just focus on the meets that matter, and that way we get the most out of each time we race. And then the physical toll by the end of the season is not going to bog us down when it comes to, you know, the state meet and beyond.
This team broke a big barrier qualifying to state last year and then getting the number one ranking, I think, for the first time in the program history. How do you guys feel about that looking big picture-wise, knowing that you guys were a part of this? And it kind of, I don't want to say validates, because you get your own validation from that, but it makes all that hard work worth it, right?
Yes. Getting to see our Indianola on the top of the weekly rankings is very exciting. Up there with, you know, Cedar Falls was a very impressive team last year, and they've got a lot of guys back, a lot of guys filling in some big shoes, and you know, just put our name up there, put the town up there, put the logo up there with some of the great cross country teams in the state means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We're ranked number one. Last year we ranked pretty well, but this year we're ranked number one, and I'm not really surprised, because I see what these guys do and what we do. It's really hard work, and we earn the number one spot right now.
Yeah, it's great to be number one, and Diestat had us 40th in the U.S., and that's an honor. This Indianola cross country hasn't been ranked number one, at least since we started running 5K in the modern era here, so it is an honor to be a part of making history, and we want to continue to make history and see how far we can go.
Well, last question before we let you all go, and it's a pretty easy one, but goals for the rest of the season. I think we all kind of know what this is, but just what do you envision, or how do you want to achieve some of these goals that you have for later on this season?
Yeah, number one, of course, is to win. And, you know, maybe the pipe dream is get a ticket to Portland for NXN. But, you know, we're just going to keep trying to stay healthy and stay focused with our work and see where the cards lay.
Yeah, winning state would be amazing. And making NXN would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, these guys said it. And then, you know, on the individual side, you know, how many guys can we get up on the balcony up at Fort Dodge? I mean, 3-4 guys is definitely not out of the question. And then just see what happens on the individual end. You know, it's very exciting. A lot of big goals here for the guys.
Once again, that was the trio of Indianola boys cross country seniors, Kiefer Barnes, Paxton Bloom, and Reed Robbins on today's Lately Radio Sports page. As Indianola boys cross country ranked number one in the state, according to the latest rankings. We'll have the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KNIAKRLS.